Lawyers for the founder of collapsed private equity firm Abrayage Group are urging a British court to refuse his extradition to the United States on fraud charges, arguing London was the nexus of the firm and Number 39's business and so he should stand trial there. Arif Naqvi, whose extradition hearing started this week, is among several people charged by US prosecutors with being part of an international scheme to defraud investors including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Naqvi has previously denied the charges through a public relations firm. Lawyers for Naqvi, currently out on bail in Britain, said US authorities intended to rely extensively on the evidence of his co-accused Seveti Vettipilla, a former managing director of Abrayage, who was based in the United Kingdom. Dubai-based Abrayage was the largest buyout fund in the Middle East and North Africa until it collapsed in 2018 after investors raised concerns about the management of its $1 billion healthcare fund. The Pakistani and Number 39's lawyers argued the extradition request should be refused as a substantial part of Naqvi and Number 39's activity central to the US allegations was based in London, including Abrayage and Number 39's investor coverage team, in addition to his family ties to the city. And what, if the group had a beating heart it was in Dubai, but its mind and control was wherever Arif was, which was often in London, which is where the main investor coverage operation was Comu and Quat, the defense and Number 39's skeleton argument quoted Adnan Siddiqui, Abrayage and Number 39's former general counsel, as saying. If extradited, the document said there were grounds for believing Naqvi might be detained before a U.S. trial. In New York, he might be held in either the Metropolitan Correctional Center, MCC, or the Metropolitan Detention Center, MDC, the defense said, adding conditions would be incompatible with Article 3 of the European Convention on Human Rights. If convicted in the United States, the document noted Naqvi was most likely to be sentenced to over 30 years and Number 39, imprisonment and could begin serving that sentence in a high-security institution.